Archers, for the week 15 to 20 April 2001.
Haley's wedding is drawing ever nearer.
And what a pretty face hiding under all that egg. Good girl. Now you can have your Easter egg.
Yes.
Right. There's some little chocolate buttons there, look, sweetheart.
Hello, Brookfield Farm.
Jill, hi, it's Hayley.
Hello, how are things?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, okay, thanks. How's the dress problem coming along?
Well, the diet seems to be working. I'll know for sure when I next try it on, but Roy keeps pinching my leftovers.
Oh, dear.
It's a very strict regime I'm on, though. I have to eat something from each of the five major food groups every day.
Major food groups?
Chocolate, crisps, biscuits, puddings and cake.
I know plenty of people who'd love to be on that kind of diet.
Oh. Well, last week I was loving it as well. But after years of looking at magazines with stick insects staring out at me...
You wouldn't want to look like that.
No, you're right. Anyway, yesterday was a bit of a turning point, though.
Why?
Well, Marjorie made me another gorgeous plateful of eggs, bacon, sausage, beans and mushrooms.
Which Roy let you enjoy in peace.
Well, he was already at work, so yes. But I'd just downed the last little bit of juicy bacon and was feeling really full when Marjorie appeared with waffles dripping in maple syrup.
She didn't.
Honestly, Jill, I couldn't fit in another crumb. Oh, anyway, enough about me. Tell me how you're getting on.
Well, we're not doing too badly.
Good.
It's strange, though. I'm finding myself doing farm jobs I haven't done for years.
Oh, goodness.
But with everyone working hard, we're keeping on top of it all.
What about Pip and Josh?
Well, it hasn't made much difference to Josh, of course.
No.
But Pip's really missing school.
Oh, poor little thing.
We've been doing some work her teachers sent home. We've watched some school programmes on the telly.
Mm.
But now it's the holidays. I'm worried about her. She needs to see her friends, really.
Well, I mean, what about making her a puppet show? I mean, Becky's got a little book on how to do it all. You can cut shadow puppets out of a card with paper fasteners to make their arms and legs move. I mean, Pip would love it.
That's a good idea.
I'll borrow the book from her for you, if you want. Leave it at the gate.
Thank you. We'll both enjoy doing that.
Oh.
Now, how are the wedding preparations going?
Well, that's what I rang you about in the first place. Marjorie has finished the base white icing on the cake. Oh, it looks great.
Good. Hope she didn't mind doing it.
Oh, I think she enjoyed it. But, you know, she's glad she hasn't got to do the decorations.
Well, I've been giving it some thought.
Mm.
There's a little shop in Borchester near Bell's the Florist called Sweet Celebrations.
Oh, I know it. Josie's had birthday cakes made there.
They sell sugar, flowers and all kinds of wedding cake decorations.
Mm.
There should be plenty of choice. Mm. It won't be difficult to find something you like in blue and gold. Forget-me-nots, for example.
Well, I've got a fitting for my dress on Friday, so I'll call after that.
And I'm sure if you have a look at their displays, you'll get lots of inspiration for the design.
Oh, it's going to look fantastic.
I'm sorry I can't come and help you choose.
Oh, me too.
But I should just have time to do the decorating once we're out of here.
Here's a hanger for your jacket, Bishop.
Thank you.
Just put it in the wardrobe and I'll hang your vestments on the back of the vestry door.
Perfect. Thank you. What a lovely day it's turning out to be.
Oh, isn't it?
I set off a little earlier and came the scenic route. The May blossom's just beginning to come out.
Yes, and the cow parsley's coming out too.
One forgets sometimes living in Philippsham how green everything is. And every bird seems to be carrying nesting material.
I feel very privileged to be living and working here.
Indeed.
Which is why I'm particularly grateful for your continued support, especially today. On my behalf and my parishioners.
Your ministry has been devoted and tireless, Janet. And I'm very proud and happy to support you in any way I can.
Thank you, Cyril.
This is the time of year for new beginnings, as I shall be saying in my sermon. Looking towards a positive future, despite the challenges and difficulties that we face.
That's exactly how I feel. The challenge and difficulty have been facing every farmer all these weeks. They really do need a bit of hope.
So, if we're ready, shall we begin with a short prayer before we call the choir?
Yes.
O Lord, you have revealed in your Son, Christ Jesus, and in his resurrection, your nature as love. Fill us, your humble servants, now with untiring love, so that we may love and help others. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. O God of goodness and grace, help us live each day so that by its end there may be nothing we cannot share with you, nothing for which we cannot thank you. We ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Now, watch this. This is my new trick.
What are you going to do?
Ladies and gentlemen, from Badger's Bank on Brookfield Farm, and for your delight and delectation, Mr. David Archer will now perform for you a highly dangerous, perilous, not to mention death-defying stunt.
Pip, Josh, watch the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the loop, the loop.
How did you do that?
Ah, tricks of the trade. What are you smiling at?
Oh, it's good to see you looking so cheerful. Been a while.
Oh, I'm glad to be out here. All together. Giving the kids a bit of a run. Feels almost normal.
Give us a go.
No way.
Well, please.
I think you will find that in girls, the model aeroplane flying gene is masked by the X chromosome.
Oh.
They just can't do it, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
Simple as that.
Oh, come on. You've had it since Christmas and I've only had one go.
Yeah, and how many have I had?
Well,
what with broken ribs and foot and mouth, hardly had it out of its box.
It doesn't mean I can't have a go now.
Well, I'll think about it.
Oh, don't eat too much of that chocolate, Josh.
Yes!
Wow, great move!
Hey, thank you.
Did you tell him he could bring that egg with him?
What?
Josh, he's got that huge Easter egg Jill had stashed away. Look at the state of him. Hey, Anna. Hey, Jill was telling me. Did you know Robert Snell's back?
You're joking.
Yeah, Jill had a phone call from Betty. I think there's a different woman.
You must be mad.
Well, that's rich. You were praising him to the skies last week.
Well, I said I admired his cool, but bloke ought to know when enough's enough. I mean, there is a difference between perseverance and flogging a dead horse.
Maybe he's just back to pack his stuff.
Well, let's hope not.
Hey?
Linda Snell let loose on the unsuspecting public of Borsetshire without Robert to sort her out with his shadow.
I know what you mean.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to bring it into land. Then you can have a go.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Debbie rang up while you were in the shower too.
Oh, yeah.
She was on about the radio show.
Yeah, I heard a bit of it on the tractor radio.
Ooh, some of the names you called Wayne Foley. I bet it was more than his ears burning.
Hang on. Yeah, and another successful landing from a brilliant and talented flyer.
Oh, so modest.
Oh, I used to be.
But now you're perfect.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it made Brian seem really arrogant, apparently, refusing to comment.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Debbie says he's getting it in the neck every time he sets foot in the village from someone.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised.
Didn't the church look beautiful? The lilies especially.
Oh, yes. Oh. I understand they had a good team from Ambridge joining the Flower Arrangers.
Oh, and the bishop's sermon was good. He's very down to earth, isn't he?
Yes, a very inspiring sermon indeed. I was quite moved.
All that stuff about hope for the future. Mm. Oh, just made me want to get on and marry Roy tomorrow.
Oh, yes, Hayley. You will find you can face any challenge life throws at you as long as you have the love of your partner to give you strength.
Oh, that was Robert I saw coming out of the shop yesterday, then. I'm so glad he's back, Linda.
Yes. Although now he is back, I'm sure we can expect another visitor straight away.
Who do you mean?
I mean that with Robert back from his holiday, I expect Joe will make his return too for his internet tuition.
Oh, cookie!
Yes, very appropriate.
Oh, that's the first one I've heard this year.
Real sign spring is here.
Are you looking forward to the quiz tomorrow evening?
Ah, well, I shan't be able to take part, I'm afraid.
Oh, but I thought...
No, Robert's taking me out for a lovely long lunch at Grey Gables, and then we plan to spend a cosy evening at home. Just the two of us. He's so romantic, you know.
Yeah, but I was sure...
Oh, just a minute. There's Jennifer and Diane. I absolutely must have a quick word. Mrs. Bellamy told me about Kate.
Kate?
Yes, it seems she married Lucas last Thursday. Something of a surprise, so Mrs. Bellamy said. Chloe! Jennifer!
Nothing Kate Aldred would do would ever surprise me.
Hello.
Oh,
The soon-to-be Mrs. Haley Tucker, Janet tells me.
Yeah, Janet's marrying us at St. Stephen's next month.
May I congratulate you and your fiancé and wish you every happiness?
Well, thank you. I'll tell Roy he's working.
Hello, Haley. Lovely to see you
Hi.
Here.
Oh, it's good to be here.
And are you and Roy involved in the village quiz that Janet's been telling me?
Well, we'd have loved to, but there's so much to do and Roy's working. It's a shame, be a real laugh.
Roy's family are in it, though, aren't they?
With Joe Grundy. I mean, I don't know how he got to be on their team. He's determined to win as well.
Right. I think this is the lot. Coffee or tea?
Tea, I think.
You sit down, Jill. I'll move you.
I'll do them.
No, you won't. I've got another job for you. Go and wipe all that chocolate off Josh.
What? He's not still eating that egg.
I took it off him when we came in. Said he could have the rest of the pudding.
Why don't you get their bikes out? They can ride around the orchard and get some fresh air.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm going to eat mine.
Linda phoned after church, full of the joys of spring.
Yeah, so I hear.
She was supposed to be telling me about this morning's service, but she spent a lot more time talking about Robert.
Yeah, the wanderer returns.
They plan to go to Grey Gables tomorrow for a long romantic lunch, and then spend a cosy evening in, just the two of them.
Cosy evening in? Romantic lunch for two, poor old Robert. Oh.
You rotten thing. Here's the cloth. Oh. Go on, go and see to Josh. Before that chocolate migrates all over his clothes as well.
All right.
That's that. Oh, thanks, Jill. That lamb was delicious.
Mm. It'll be my last Easter Sunday lunch at Brookfield. Unless...
What?
Well, we don't really know when we'll be moving, do we? So, Linda's happier, isn't she? Romantic evenings in and all that.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Why?
Well, I'm sure Haley told me that Marjorie was getting all excited about taking part in the quiz.
What, with Haley and Roy?
No, with Linda.
Oh. Oh, dear.
And this bodes well, doesn't it? Linda and Robert are planning a romantic day together.
My chances of finding something are really rather good once I'm allowed to search the field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said, I found the early gentian last time and it stopped the development almost at once.
Indeed it did.
Siobhan's full of plans to leaflet the village and so on, but I don't think she really understands how to strike at the heart of the problem. We need to spike their guns, well and truly.
Well, you're the woman for the job.
Thank you. Oh, no, 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 don't get up, Robert.
Pardon?
Let me... What was it you wanted? Fresh coffee?
Oh, thank you. But don't make another pot.
Oh, it's no trouble, really. I want to.
Fair enough.
Now, is there anything else I can get you?
No.
You're comfy enough?
Everything's perfect, Linda, darling.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful day, Robert. So looking forward to spending time with you.
Yeah, me too.
Lovely long lunch and then a cosy evening in. I've got a surprise for you, too.
That sounds intriguing.
I've prepared a sort of indoor picnic for us. I put the champagne to chill and I've got your favourite claret.
You clever girl.
And the pièce de résistance. I've rented Harvey from the video shop for us both to watch.
That's perfect. Come here, give us a kiss.
Oh, Robert. No, let me. Hello? Oh, yes, Marjorie, what can I do for you? Looking after Phoebe? It's Marjorie Antrobus.
What's she want?
I'm the foggiest. Sorry, what was that, Marjorie? Picking you up?
Does she need anything?
Just a minute, Robert. I'm very sorry, Marjorie, but... Yes, of course. I certainly will. Bye.
Lindy?
I'm so sorry, but it's the quiz. We're going to have to do it after all.
What?
I asked Marjorie to be on our team.
Marjorie, why?
It was the only way I could get out of doing the thing with the Grundys. I had to ask.
Oh, I shan't pretend I'm not deeply disappointed.
Oh, Robert.
I'm joking. Look, we can do the quiz tonight with Marjorie. We can't let her down, can we?
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Bit of hush, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Ambridge Special Quiz here at the Bull. As you know, all proceeds will be donated to the church. And I'm not saying what the prize is. Suffice it to say, it will be big. So, if you could just enter your team names up here at the scoring table, and we'll be starting soon.
That's all I'm interested in, that big prize.
Of 10 questions.
Yeah, got the same chance as anyone else.
Oh, I'd say we had a bit more of a chance than that.
History. What have you been up to now?
Nothing. Yeah.
And architecture.
Very handy text messages, aren't they?
What are you on about?
Let's just say Fallon texted me over some useful stuff this morning, and it might come in very handy to win all that dosh.
Points awarded for the completion of 3 challenges.
I knew it. Right, Greg. If Sid's going to have us running all over the village, you better put these on.
Now, the challenges are...
There's no way I'm wearing lycra running tights.
Looking for the date on which the oldest part of the pub was constructed.
Come on. Changing the gents.
I am not running all over Ambridge looking like Chris Akabusi.
A special record
friction burns
in the bull upstairs.
No pain, no gain.
And most importantly, we've had a change of plan. Now, none of our challenges will take you beyond the pub premises and grounds. So please stick to that rule. Thank you.
Thank heavens for that.
That's all right, anyway.
So, all it remains for me to say is, may the best team win. Before I forget, due to a slight cock-up on the administration front, the eggs to be decorated have not been boiled. They're raw. So, just be warned. Right-o. Eyes down. Look in for your first question.
Okay.
And the answer was from the top of St. Stephen's.
Yeah! Another one right. 9 out of 10 so far.
I knew you'd get a high score in the sports section, Robert. Your knowledge is unlimited.
Where's Marjorie gone?
She was chatting to Mr. Pullen last time I saw her. She's having a wonderful time.
Oh, good. But has she finished the egg?
Yes. Look.
Oh, I say, that is not bad.
She said she was copying the design of one of Tsar Nicholas's Fabergé eggs. Rather nice, isn't it?
And question number 10. Yeah. Our local cider apple is the Borsitzer Beauty.
Yes. Can't win them all.
Okay. Never mind. Time for the first challenge. 2 team members only, and you've got 10 minutes to find that date, the oldest part of the ball. And for the rest of you, well, now's the time to get your drinks in.
Right.
Are you ready?
There's a point.
The timer starts now.
Oh. Come on, Will.
Yeah, look out.
Careful. Oh. Say what?
Oh, my leg.
No, don't watch the egg.
How's that?
Oh, what a catch, Robert. In more ways than one.
Not just a pretty face. Now, I know, we will borrow Joe's cap to put it in. That should make a nice, safe nesting place.
Come on, Ed, have you got them crates?
Here. You found it. Fallon said it was on one of them beams.
Yeah, I think so. Come on, hurry up. Shine the torch up there, will you?
Where?
There, in the corner.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, there is a date carved into it. I can't make it out.
Yeah, okay. Start stacking the crates and I'll climb up.
I'm sure it's in here somewhere.
What are you two up to?
We needed crates to stand on.
Shut up, you idiot.
Excellent, thanks. So the date's up there, is it?
No, there's nothing in here. We was just leaving.
Here, Siobhan, I'll bend down. You get on my shoulders.
Right, you.
Yeah, that's cheating.
It's called using your initiative.
Come on, Will, we can do that.
You're joking. I'm not lifting you.
Okay. Got it. You can put me down now.
Well, hurry up and stack the crates, then.
See you back inside.
And remember, every second counts.
10 out of 10 in the history of Ambridge section for the Willow Farm Wanderers. Right. Well done.
Yeah, I know the history of this place like good as my old family.
Right. You know what you're doing, don't you?
Match these 10 records with their jukebox numbers. Now, that should be easy enough. Now, Brenda and Betty have worked out them cryptic clues of yours.
Teamwork, ladies and gents.
Well done, Darren. Yeah.
Yes, now,
well
done, Robert Snell, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, yeah?
I'd like you to think on in future.
What's that?
If you intend going off gallivanting again, just to have the decency to tell me first, will you?
I think what Jer's referring to, Robert, is his missed internet lesson.
Well, sorry about that, Joe. Very inconsiderate, you are.
Hadn't you better go and start finding the records, Joe?
Yeah.
Both our teams are doing pretty well. Robert will be right behind
you. Yeah, all right, I'm off now. Wait, where did I put my cap?
Here you are, Joe.
No, stop!
What,
the egg!
Oh, my goodness! Yes. Here it is. What would I do without you,
now,
Robert?
Now, let's put it in the ashtray. You never know. It might survive till judging if we're lucky.
Hey, Hang on a minute. This isn't right.
What?
Hey, Sid, what was the answer to question five?
Ready, Joe? Your 20 minutes start now. Sorry. What was that, Siobhan?
Oh, she won't admit she got one wrong.
It wasn't it 1281 that St. Stephen's was consecrated?
Let me just check. Yep, 1281.
Ed's trying to trick me out of points here.
No, wait. That looks like a 7 to me. Doesn't look like a 7 to you, William.
I'll just give Dad an hand with them drinks.
Well, let's see. No, it's definitely a 1, that.
So, you want to play dirty, do you, Ed Grundy? You're on.
And you'll be cold, please. It's 3:07. Right, I'm off back down to the bar.
Yeah, you and the Tux are doing okay, aren't you?
So, we got this in the bag, I reckon. Hey, Rod, how come you two knew so much about the history of Ambridge?
Oh, we've been swatting up.
Yeah, and I come in on a banana boat.
Here, how come if Fallon texted you all the answers, we only scored 9?
10 would have been too obvious.
All right.
Oh, come on, get on with it. Just write down the names of the songs and let's go.
Well, did you ever see the ghost when you came up here to practice?
Shut up.
Oh, has Fallon ever seen him?
Shut it!
The lonely little drummer boy tapping at the window.
Who's in the light off?
I don't know.
William? William, where are you? Oh, come on. Come on, stop mucking about. Oi, what's going on? Help, William, let me out! Let me out!
William, give me a hand to push these tables together, will you?
Yeah, no problem.
It's been great fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Not sure Ed'll think so, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Just move our egg, will you? Beautifully painted, don't you think?
Yeah, very nice.
Serving right.
Thanks to Joe's tip-off.
Well, I think I'll just put it on this chair till we finish moving the tables.
Oh, thank you. Now, if you bring Greg's table this way...
Right.
That's it.
How's it going, then?
Well, nearly ready for the final scores, I think. How did you know about Ed cheating?
We overheard him and William, didn't we?
I told him it was useless. He was bound to get caught, stupid prat.
Well, we'll leave him to stew for 10 minutes and then we'll let him out.
What's that? Let him out? I don't think so.
Well, we're going to get some drinks in before a Sid announces who's won.
Bug off, you lot!
Yeah, what happened to you then? Little drummer boy get you?
Yeah, funny. I had to climb out the window.
Serves you right.
Now, where did I put our fabulous egg? Marjorie wants to show it off.
Yeah, all right, good joke. Come on, let me sit down.
Look at that. Too late.
Egg on his face and egg on his back.
It's all over my trousers!
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
Have some tissues.
Poor Marjorie, all
I
the hard work.
That you're all dying to know who the winner of the big prize is. But first, let me announce that we've totted up the entry money. And we can tell you that we've raised a very respectable £50 for the church. Yeah. Now, it was a very close run thing, but I'm pleased to announce the winners are the Willow Farm Wanderers. Joe Grundy and the Tuckers.
Did I tell you?
Well done, Joe.
Yes, well done.
What, you won it?
Of course I did. Without no cheating, neither.
Yeah, well, I don't bear any grudges, so if you fancy splitting...
So if Joe... any of the Tucker team would like to come up and collect their prize?
Come on up, Finn Burke.
Come on, Finn.
A giant Easter egg. What a con.
Brilliant. You've got to admit it, Ed. It's big.
Yeah, very funny.
Well, all I can say is Sid will have to do an Ambridge special again. Will I see you tomorrow, Linda?
Tomorrow?
Leafleting around the village about the emergency meeting on Wednesday.
I see. Well, I expect our paths will cross, but I'm going to do a little reconnoitre of my own first. See what I can find.
Tuesday morning, and Brian's having a break from paperwork.
I've just been checking the hinds.
Before breakfast?
Should get some very good quality calves next month, all things being equal. It's time we had some good news.
Are you all right?
Yes. They're all looking fine, thank God. What's more, none of them give a damn about the village envelope. None of them want to see my head on the block.
Well, it's been very tough for you recently.
Still, we haven't seen any of your sister, and that's a bonus. And this morning, I'm going to carry on where I left off on Friday.
Which is?
Bit of hands-on farming. You don't know how good it is to escape the confines of the office, the telephone, and that blasted computer.
And you've been sleeping better too, I noticed.
I most certainly have, my darling. What are your plans, Jenny?
Oh, I'm glad you've mentioned plans.
Oh, yes.
Well, no need to sound so suspicious. You haven't heard it yet.
Doesn't involve Lillian, does it?
No.
But it does involve spending money.
Oh, honestly?
Okay, let's hear it. What have you been hatching?
Well, come in for some breakfast. There's fresh coffee made.
Come on, Jenny. No kidding, suspense.
Well, sit down. As you know, it's our silver wedding anniversary next month.
Good heavens.
I know. And I really would like to make a special occasion of it.
You've never got over that register office wedding, have you?
Well, first us, and then Debbie, and now Kate have all had civil ceremonies. And I just feel we should, well, really push the boat out to mark this occasion.
You're not hoping to push it out too far, I hope, given current circumstances.
Well, it needn't be a huge party, so long as it's special.
Well, just keep me posted on what you're thinking.
Oh, thank you, darling. here's the post, by the way. It came while you were out.
Oh, thanks. Oh, phone bill. Junk mail. Oh.
What is it?
Hang on.
Well?
Good grief. Borchester Mills has gone bust.
Oh, my goodness.
It's from a firm of liquidators. They're asking for confirmation of monies owing between Borchester Mills and Home Farm.
Oh, I see. Is it the foot and mouth, do you think?
Well, they won't have helped. Then now I think about it, I suppose it's been on the cards for some time. They've practically all gone small merchants. Either that or been swallowed up by larger firms.
And will it affect us at all?
Oh, good question. I know Debbie sold them a few loads of wheat in the past month or so.
Oh, has she?
Having said which, we bought quite a lot of lamb and ewe concentrates for them too. So with a bit of luck, what we owe and what's owing to us will probably balance out.
Well,
let me know as soon as Debbie gets here, will you? I certainly need to talk to her about it.
And it's got little sparkly bits covering the bodice, and that's my dress.
Oh, it sounds absolutely gorgeous.
I'm having a fitting on Friday, by which time I'm hoping to fill it out a bit better, thanks to Marjorie's special diet of fry-ups, cream cakes and British Farm ice cream.
Oh, don't. You make me green with envy. How are you going to wear your hair?
I'm in a bit of a quandary, because I can't decide whether to wear it up or down.
Well, perhaps you'll get a better idea when you try the dress again.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, I'll get to work. Have you any special instructions for me and Freddie and Lily today?
Not really. And thanks for coming in so early.
Oh, no problem.
Nigel and I are going to be very busy making sure this conference runs smoothly.
Mm. And it's okay if I pop over and pick up Phoebe from Roy?
Is he working today too?
Yes. He wasn't meant to, but there's someone off sick.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Right. I'll go and rescue Julia from the children then, shall I?
Or the other way round. just before you do, Hayley, there's something I wanted to ask.
Oh, what's that?
Well, Nigel and I are very pleased with the way you've been looking after Freddie and Lily while I've been convalescing.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, really. They're a joy to look after.
Good.
But you won't want me for much longer. Is that what you're about to say? I mean, you're almost completely well now, aren't you?
Well, that's the thing, you see. It's very likely that Nigel and I will be looking for a full-time nanny soon.
Oh!
So I wondered if you knew anyone.
Me? I'm not sure.
Someone you went to college with, for example, who'd have the same qualifications and experience?
Oh. Not that I can think of offhand.
Well, would you give it some thought? Mm. And let me know if you come up with any names. You sure you don't mind, Roy?
No, of course not.
Thank you.
No, it's no problem.
It's only for today. You can have time off in lieu if you like.
No, I'm glad of the overtime, believe me.
You don't mind going to Lower Loxton with Hayley, do you, Phoebe? Oh, here she is, look.
She loves playing there, don't you? New set of toys for her to have a go with, you see.
Lucky you, Phoebe.
Hiya.
Hi. Hello, Phoebe, my sweetheart.
Right, thanks again, Roy. You too, Hayley. Oh. See you both later.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Hey, don't I get a kiss then?
Yeah, of course you do. Mm. Yes, my darling. Freddie and Lily are in the car. Can't wait to play with you.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Hey, no, don't be daft. It's my job.
Oh, great.
Speaking of which, I've just had a very bizarre conversation with Elizabeth.
How do you mean?
Well, first of all, I thought she was going to say that they didn't need me anymore. Then I thought she was going to offer me a job. And then it seemed like she was fishing.
For what?
For a full-time nanny.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, like I said, first it seemed like she had me in mind, and then she asked me if I knew anyone.
Perhaps she was hoping you'd come forward and offer.
I didn't really know what to make of it.
Well, definitely seems to me like she was sounding you out.
Why?
Oh, because you're good at your job.
But she knows I work for Josie.
You could work up at Lower Loxie, though, couldn't you?
Well, I couldn't.
Oh, of course you could. It's perfect for you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but, and I bet it would pay pretty well. I mean, they're not short of a bob or two, are they?
Look, what about Henry and Becky? I can't leave them, and I can't juggle two full-time jobs.
Well, what sort of package was she offering?
She wasn't offering me anything. She was very vague, actually. Perhaps it's my overactive imagination.
Well, if she does offer you a full-time job, just don't turn it down flat before we've discussed it, eh?
Debbie! Debbie!
Hi, Dad!
I need a word with you.
OK.
Did you see your mother earlier?
No, she was planning to go over to Lower Loxley, I think. Why?
Well, I asked her to look out for you, that's all.
Well, I'm just off to check the sugar beet, see how well it's coming through. Do you want to come?
No, I need a word, please.
Sounds serious.
Well, it remains to be seen.
Is it all those leaflets about the Village Action Committee?
What leaflets?
Here.
Emergency meeting to elect an action committee.
Yeah, they're all over the village.
Are they?
Tied to lampposts and so on.
Well, for a change, action committees and housing plans are the very least of my worries. Tell me, how much grain have we sold recently to Porchester Mills?
Grain? Why?
Porchester Mills has gone into liquidation.
What?
I got the news this morning.
I don't believe it.
No, in black and white.
Oh, no.
So basically, I need to be able to judge our exposure. I need to know how much grain you've sent to Borchester Mills and how much of that's been paid for.
I'm not sure. I'll have to go and check.
Well, I suggest we do it straight away.
And Mr. Matthews in room 215 was complaining that the whirlpool mechanism in the bath isn't working properly.
Yeah, I know. I had to take his breakfast up to him a few minutes ago. He gave me a load of earache about it then.
Apparently it kept switching itself on and off and kept him awake all night.
Why didn't he call the night porter?
Oh, and he might have called a plumber. Can you imagine what a call-out charge would have been at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, fair point.
He also said he didn't get his wake-up call or his paper.
Yeah, I checked those complaints of Linda. There's no record of him placing a wake-up call or an order for a newspaper. Bloke's a professional complainer.
Nevertheless, find out when he made these requests, will you, and who was on the desk. Then let me know.
Yeah, OK. Oh, and with Julius off, you'll want me to work in the bar later.
Oh, yes, of course. There's a consignment of wines and spirits arriving from the merchant, so if you could supervise delivery and check the order.
Sure.
Great.
Morning, Caroline.
Oh, good morning, Jennifer.
Hello.
Roy, hello. I thought you had Phoebe today.
Yeah, she's up at Lower Loxley with Hayley.
Oh, I see.
Great pity about the point-to-point, of course.
Yes, Debbie's quite fed up about it. But needs must, of course.
Yeah, well, I best get on. See you later.
Bye.
And how are you, Jennifer?
Oh, very well, Caroline. Very well indeed. And you?
Fine, thank you. Is it me you've come to see?
Yes. You see, it's our wedding anniversary next month, Brian's and mine.
Congratulations.
Our silver wedding anniversary.
Gosh.
Yes, we've been married for 25 years.
Well, as I say, congratulations.
Thank you. And it's strange, you know, the years have passed in a flash. And yet, in some ways, it's as though we've always been together. Anime gemelle, apparently they say in Italian. Twin souls. It's romantic, isn't it?
Very. Was there something particular you...
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, here am I, chattering away. I wanted to ask you about holding our anniversary party here at Grey Gables. Is that possible, do you think?
The sum total of which is... 600.
600 tonnes of wheat to Borchester Mills?
Yeah.
Of which how much has been paid for?
About half.
Half, right. So just let me work this out. That's well over £20,000.
I know.
And far more than we owe Borchester Mills for feed.
Yeah.
I can hardly believe it.
I know.
And what I don't understand is how can you have let this happen?
Let it happen?
I mean, how could you have sent them so much? How could you continue to send them grain without ensuring they'd paid for the previous load first?
It was an oversight, I suppose, but...
Well, that's one hell of an oversight, Debbie. What were you thinking about?
Dad,
but
don't
£20,000? Why on earth didn't you keep on top of the situation?
No, Dad, it's been desperate round here, you know, these past few months. I've been running this farm on my own, including the lambing.
That's all very well.
Well, what did you expect me to do?
Lots of things. Chase up the invoices, harder for one thing. Keep phoning, pushing them.
I did phone, but we're chasing invoices. You could have been doing it too, you know.
We obviously didn't push hard enough.
Look, They kept assuring me that our invoices were among the next batch to be paid.
Not the old your cheque is in the post routine. I can't believe you fall for that.
No, not at all. What the accounts manager was saying was what they've said 100 times before. And the cheques have always arrived before, so I didn't think anything of it. I didn't have time to think anything at all.
Well, in that case, you should have been much quicker off the mark when the cheques didn't arrive.
Dad, look, we have dealt with Borchester Mills for years. You know we have, and we've never had any trouble.
Complacency breeds incompetence.
How can you call me incompetent? I have been steering this farm through the worst crisis for 34 years.
Well, this looks like incompetence to me.
Listen, Dad, please. When the world price went up in January, Borchester Mills came in offering me £3 a tonne more than Henlow's for spot delivery. OK? So, obviously, I grabbed the opportunity with both hands, as you would have done.
There are times, Debbie, when the best price isn't the one to go for.
I was just trying to do the best deal I could.
And this time, your best was simply not good enough.
And Kathy's preparing for her house move.
Oh, thank you, Sid. That's very kind of you.
Hi, Kathy. Oh, sorry.
When would be convenient? Sure. Okay, yeah, see you then. Thanks. Bye.
It's all happening.
You're right there.
So, what did these visitors say about April Cottage?
Oh, I rang them just before I rang Sid. And they said completion next week, hopefully.
Wonderful! For you, I mean.
For all of us. You and Tony have been really kind, but I'm sure you're looking forward to having your home back.
Oh, goodness.
Well, what's the matter?
When did you get that wonderful chocolate cake?
Hayley gave me a huge chunk yesterday at Lower Loxley. The lady of the cake, me and Jamie call her.
Lady of the cake? Why?
Because every day she comes to work laden with cream cakes and pastries that Marjorie's given her to fatten her up. But she can't eat them all. She don't leave them, or Royal finish them off. So she gives them away.
Well, she can certainly direct some my way if they taste anything like they look.
Would you like some?
Yes, thanks. I'll have a piece after my sandwich. We didn't get to taste anything of Helen's birthday cake on Monday. Did we go to Matthew's with her for the party?
Of course. How did it go?
Oh, she had a great time. Glad it was at Matthew's place, though. I don't think it was quiet.
Mm.
Coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. Jamie and I are off into Borchester soon to buy some paint and a few bits and bobs.
Has he chosen his colour scheme for his new room?
Well, at first he wanted cartoon wallpaper, but then he went to a friend's house.
Huh?
Mm. This friend shares a room with an older brother, and it's all decked out in Man U merchandise.
Oh, so that's what Jamie wants now.
Got it in one. But I have drawn the line at red walls and a black ceiling.
Good grief. Don't blame you.
He's chosen a really nice loft bed. You know, one of those beds like a bunk bed, but with a cupboard and a desk underneath.
That sounds just the job.
And I've ordered a really nice sofa from the same place. Monthly payments, thank goodness.
Great. When will they deliver?
I'm picking the bed up myself. It's in a flat pack. And the sofa's coming on moving day.
What about pots and pans and so on?
I've still got a few bits and pieces at the Bull. That's why I was on the phone to Sid. I've got to go over and pick them up at some point.
What will you do for a telly?
Jamie's got one in his room at the Bull. Sid said he could have that.
Well, I've got some spare dishes and plates and stuff you're welcome to. All odds and sods, I'm afraid, though. Nothing matching.
That's neither here nor there.
Anything else you can think of you might need?
I should be okay.
Well, don't hesitate if you think of something later.
Thanks. Then all that remains are some of my personal things to pick up from Sid.
It's going to be difficult.
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Well, thinking about it all after so long means I can see it all so much clearer now. See it for what it was. What it really was.
Your relationship with Sid, you mean?
Yeah. And it's a strange thing, you know. But I realise I have no regrets.
Don't you?
If I'm honest, I can see now that the marriage was over.
It had been over for some time. First, I didn't want to face it, of course. And then, yeah, well, when Jolene came on the scene, I couldn't admit it. Ah, I feel I can put it all behind me now. I have a go at starting afresh.
How's the cement doing?
Just a bit dry. Pass me that bucket, would you?
Anyway, Neil said the Easter egg day one was nearly as big as Joe.
Oh, I bet he was chuffed.
Yeah.
Pity we missed it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, Sid will do more quizzes. I'm sure we're right to stay put.
Wasn't Joe on the Tuckers team?
Yeah, that's right. I bet Ed was sick as a pig.
Right, cement's ready.
OK, slap some on here, will you?
Is that enough?
Yep. Should do it, thanks.
Right, I'll go and start clearing out the other one.
Yeah, I don't think that one's too bad.
Good. Oh, shall I get that?
Yeah, can you stick it out my pocket? Where's my hand?
It's Debbie.
Oh, it'll be about the Hassett Hill stuff we're doing tonight. Cheers.
Okay. I'll start sweeping the other clamp out.
Yeah, right. Debbie, hi.
Hi, David. How is everything?
Well, no one's gone mad and killed anyone yet.
You must all be getting on top of one another by now, though.
Well, the inside of the bull is a faint memory, and I've forgotten how to get to the shop, but apart from that, we're fine.
Oh, dear.
I'm becoming completely institutionalised.
David?
I'm joking. At least we can get out and round the farm. Anyway, what can I do for you?
I'm ringing about the arrangements for tonight.
Right, yeah, well, I want to go ahead with it. I'm going to contact everyone by phone and email from the office.
Well, it'll take a while, though. Can I do anything to help?
Well, you could start with the new leaflets and flyers. Are they ready?
As far as I know.
Who's picking them up from the printers?
I think Bill Crowther said he would.
Well, will you ring him and check?
OK.
Because we need to get those out and into butcher's shops as soon as we can.
Honestly, David, how are you managing to stay so upbeat?
With a great deal of effort, believe me.
Wish I knew how you did it.
There's no choice, really.
Look, I've got to go. I'll talk to you tonight and we'll sort out who does what, who rings who, so on.
OK. Thanks for ringing.
OK, bye.
Bye. Ruth?
Yeah?
You know I'm going to be in the office all evening today.
Well, don't worry. I'll do the bath and bedtime stories. Then I might go to sleep myself.
OK.
How was Debbie?
Oh, sounded a bit fed up, actually.
Oh, hope everything is OK.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. She would have said otherwise.
How will you handle the meeting?
Well, we're going to have to split the calls and emails between us and then liaise on the response. We could have done with a dedicated chat room, really.
Mm, they'll all be talking about Borchester Mills, won't they?
Yeah. Well, it's going to make a difference. A bit less competition in the marketplace.
And we know what that means. The prices go up.
Yep. I'll ask around tonight.
Well, the amounts we're buying between us, that gives us clout.
Mm.
How the small guy manages, I don't know.
Well, it's no surprise to me. Borchester Mills going under.
I know. Phil was saying the same thing.
They hadn't invested for years. And that site of theirs made it impossible for them to expand.
It's going to affect people, though.
I sometimes think it's all people come to meetings for, with tea and biscuits.
Well, I certainly shouldn't like to organise one without. There'd be a riot.
Not in this case, though. The school thing is something people feel really passionate about.
Yeah, not just the school. Seen all those posters about the emergency meeting next week to set up an action committee?
You can hardly miss them. They're on every lamppost and tree in the village.
I'm just hoping that the spectre of the new housing won't rear its ugly head here tonight.
Why not? I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, Pat. It's on everyone's mind.
Yeah, but I just don't want it to cloud the issue. The school campaign's going so well.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Brian's feeling pretty down about the whole development thing, so Debbie was saying.
He's actually got more supporters than you might think.
You think so?
Hmm. I mean, I was lucky with April Cottage, but low-cost housing is getting harder and harder to find in a village like this.
Yeah, but a sprawling housing estate.
Yeah, I know. It's not a nice thought.
My worry is that Ambridge would just become another Hollerton, all traffic and noise.
Hayley and Roy are in favour of it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And Susan was saying in the shop, if it did go ahead, there'd be more pupils to fill the school. Problem solved.
Now, hang on. The school's existed for 100 years without new houses to bump up the rolls.
Well, when she was talking to me, I did find myself wondering whether merging the two issues would give us a stronger argument.
No, it'll just complicate things.
Well, we'll just have to see what comes up at the meeting, I suppose.
In any case, even if plans for a housing estate aren't passed, who knows when they'll be built? It could be years.
Oh, have you seen the school mosaic recently?
Yeah, not for a couple of weeks.
It's really taking shape.
Yeah?
Yeah, the bit with the maypole dance is looking gorgeous.
Really?
And there's a wonderful bit with all the old playground games. Whip and top, hula hoop, you know.
That sounds lovely.
Marina's used fridge magnets, badges, marbles. I really hope it doesn't have to be moved. It belongs in Loxley Barrett.
Actually, have we missed a trick here? That's a great story. I bet it could get us some press coverage.
The Millennium Mosaic?
And the fact that the school's gone on with it to celebrate their centenary, even though they're supposed to be closing.
Yeah, you're right.
We could get some really good media coverage. Local radio, local TV even, and make a great picture for the papers. And we can use it to keep the school issue in everyone's mind.
Well, I think Bert's been great.
I know. It could be worse, I suppose. Feels like we've been glued to the farm for years now, like I said. It's just routine.
I really admire you for seeing it through.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, did you get my last email?
Yeah, thanks.
Thank heavens for modern technology, eh? I've asked all the members to email you with the number of Finnish lambs they're committed to marketing through the group.
Right.
So if you can get those leaflets and flyers from Bill Crowther and either deliver or post some of them to everyone in the group to distribute to the butchers.
Right.
Then the marketing side of things will be more or less sorted. As soon as things can get going again. Bill Oldfield has decided to buy in an early lambing flock as soon as that's feasible. And if Nick Spring brings his lambing back by a couple of weeks, we should have a good continuous supply on the market once we're up and running. Debbie? Hello? Are you receiving me?
Sorry. What was that?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Come on, it's not nothing.
No, I'm just tired.
You seem a bit half-hearted tonight.
Yeah, because I'm the last person who ought to be running a marketing co-op.
What? Where did that come from?
You know about Borchester Mills?
Yes.
Well, on top of everything, I've just lost the farm about 20 grand.
What?
Well, I sold the wheat thinking I was doing a really good deal, thinking how pleased Dad was going to be, and now they've gone under, owing us £20,000.
Oh, God, I'm really sorry.
Oh, it's so sickening. I should have known about BM before it happened. You know why I didn't, don't you?
Why?
Because I hardly ever go to markets, even when they're open. And when I do, I don't speak to anyone.
Oh, that's not true, surely.
Yeah, well, I say hello to people and all that. I just mean I get left out of the loop as far as the general gossip is concerned.
Because you're a woman?
Partly, yeah.
Yeah, Ruth said similar things in the past.
But that's not all. Dad doesn't know it yet, but I sold them some estate wheat. About £7,000 worth. So now I've got to face telling him about that. And I just know he is going to blow his stack.
But we've made it a firm rule, you see. No smoking in the gallery.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Nigel, darling, it's only one little fag of red.
I'm sorry, but nicotine can stain the paintings. In any case, Lillian, it's very bad for you.
Oh, darling, I adore doing things that are bad for me. Otherwise, life would be very dull now, wouldn't it?
Well, perhaps we could take a turn around the grounds until you're finished.
Are you mad? It's freezing. I'd catch my death.
If you put it like that, you're not going to last a great deal longer either way. Please give me the cigarette.
Oh, here. I simply cannot resist a masterful man.
Thank you. I'll just get rid of it.
Thank you, darling.
There. So, what do you think?
Well, I had come here with the intention of buying something bright and cheerful, something abstract, perhaps, for the study. I'm having it redecorated, you know.
Well, you've seen our abstract collection. Did anything strike you?
Well, actually, it was those local landscapes that had caught my eye and tugged a little at the heartstrings as well, if I'm honest.
Actually, that painting is one of a series. The artist is a friend of Lewis's, as a matter of fact.
Oh, and who is Lewis?
The distinguished-looking gentleman you met earlier.
Of course, your mother's beau.
Actually, they're just good friends.
Really? He's rather nice.
Would you like a proper introduction?
Oh, good grief. He's much too old for me.
I see.
You're only as old as a man you feel, as Mayweather said. In fact, Jennifer and I plan to go to the ball later. Would you like to
see? Me? Gosh. Well, Lizzie...
Nigel, you didn't think I was asking you for a date, did you?
Well...
As dishy as you are, I can spot a happily married man when I see one. Now, I was going to ask if you could give me a lift later. I've left the car up at Grey Gables.
Of course.
Besides, I'm not interested at the minute.
Oh. I didn't know you had a partner.
Now, did I say that?
No, but...
So come along. Show me that painting again. I have a checkbook burning a hole in my handbag.
Tom Archer?
Yeah, Tom, it's Roy.
All right, mate, just let me switch off the tractor.
Yeah, all right.
What's up?
About tonight. Hayley fancied a film, what do you think?
Fine. Anything good on?
Dunno. She's going to check teletext and let me know.
Great.
Do you want to meet up in the ball first, and then we'll decide from there?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
In fact, me and you can meet up a bit beforehand, get some details sorted about your stag night.
All right, if you insist.
I certainly do. I've had some brilliant ideas. One or two places I won't mind checking out before the event as well.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
Trust me.
Yeah, right, as if. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Don't go organising anything without me say so, okay? What time do you want to meet up, then?
About 7:30?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Phoebus will be in bed by then. Better for Marjorie.
Dad's had me shifting manure all afternoon, so I'm going to need a long hot soak before I go anywhere.
Yeah, how are things?
Okay, touch wood.
Oh, that's good. Has the Borchester Mills thing it, yeah, up at Bridge Farm?
No, we get our feed from an organic supplier. My dad's heard it's really bad news for some.
But Nigel, listen to me.
We agreed when we took Hayley on that it would be just until you got back on your feet properly.
But I...
So I'm very happy for us to keep her on until you're fully well.
I am fully well, as of now. And I love Freddie and Lily, but I really want to work full-time too.
I understand that, Lizzie. Of course I do.
And that's the reason I want to keep Hayley on as full-time nanny.
But you don't need to work. Not full-time. I mean, you could work part-time. Look, we've only just taken on Kathy.
Oh, this arrangement would suit Kathy too. Hayley could have Jamie after school and in the holidays.
And what about Phoebe?
Well, there's nothing to stop Hayley from having Phoebe here with her. She often does. She manages perfectly well. And it's great for Lily and Freddie. Phoebe's that little bit older. She plays with them really well and she'll bring them on.
We have Beverly full-time.
And I could work alongside Beverly.
Well...
I'll be in charge of developing new projects. Like the vintage car rally we did last year. Things like that.
Gosh. You've got it all worked out, haven't you?
Well, I have given it lots of thought.
I can see that. Now I know what a row of Skittles feels like.
Oh, well, that was absolutely gorgeous. The mash on that shepherd's pie was so buttery.
When he left, all donations gratefully received.
Not a chance.
I don't know. Expecting a man to come in after a hard day's graft in one of the country's best hotels to a baked potato and a salad. I may have to file for divorce before we're even married.
Well, I'm only keeping you lean and keen for the wedding. You'll thank me in the long run.
Oh, yeah? Is that a promise?
Yes. Anyway, you've got nothing to complain about. I gave you some of Marjorie's homemade minestrone to start, didn't I?
She's not half a good cook.
Mm.
Do you think we can make a permanent thing of her cooking for us?
I do not. I don't look like the back end of a bus.
Oh, the more there is of you, the better as far as I'm concerned.
Get off! Anyway, I wanted a serious word with you before we went out with Tom.
Oh, yeah, what about?
Well, you know I told you on Tuesday about that conversation I had with Elizabeth.
Well, she's offered you a job? Oh, brilliant! Didn't I tell you?
Hang on a minute. Yes, she did.
That's fantastic.
I can't take it, Roy.
Of course you can. Look, what's she and Nigel offered?
Well, it is more money than Josie pays, granted.
Well, you'd expect that. They're loaded.
It doesn't always follow in my experience.
Yeah, whatever. But more money's got to sway any decision.
I know. And they've offered me a use of a practically new hatchback as well.
It just gets better. What about Phoebe?
Well, I can have her with me, just like now.
So? What are you waiting for?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't feel right.
I don't get it.
I love being with Becky and Henry, and I couldn't just disappear from their lives.
Oh, you could still see them.
Yes.
Yeah, and you said yourself, twins are a real challenge.
Oh, it has been a great experience. Oh, they're lovely children.
Yeah, and having worked with twins, it will look great on the CV later for future jobs.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Josie's been really good with me. I don't think I can let her down.
Right, look, I've got to go.
Okay.
Don't decide definitely now, but we can talk again later. When do Elizabeth and Nigel need to know?
Oh, they just said as soon as possible.
OK. Well, we'll have a really good think about it, eh?
OK. Oh, heavens, have you seen the time?
Yeah. Where's my jeans?
Radiator.
Oh.
Have I in them?
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
You haven't seen the last of that jam roly-poly, I'd say, from last night, by any chance.
Of course I haven't. Hayley?
Hmm?
These jeans?
What about them?
Well, look at them. They've shrunk.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to sit here, Lillian? Couldn't we sit somewhere else?
Mm. I'm very comfortable here, Jenny.
There's another of them.
Who?
Oh, people laughing at me.
Oh, you're being paranoid.
I'm not. They keep coming in and looking at that awful photo on the wall and staring at me and laughing.
Relax, Jenny. Where's your sense of humour?
Oh, yes. I'd like to see you trying to relax while people ogled a photo of you with your backside in the air. Really, is it too much?
You shouldn't have been so greedy.
I wasn't being greedy. I would have handed it in to Betty in the shop.
Oh, you would not.
Well, I don't understand why we had come to the Bull in the first place. What's wrong with the bar at Grey Gables?
Oh, darling, I'm in there all the time. I need a change of scene.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, it's younger here. I'm not so middle-aged.
Oh, I hate to admit it, Lillian, but we are middle-aged.
Oh, you speak for yourself.
See, you're wearing the necklace that Nelson left you in his will.
Now, he was a man with exquisite taste.
Oh, I must agree with you there. I've seen the brooch he left Elizabeth. It's beautiful.
Yes, yes, it is. The jewellery is wonderful, of course, but I'd give anything just to be able to see him again.
Well, you've got some wonderful memories.
I don't want memories. I want him. Oh, Jenny, we've become such good friends towards the end. So close.
Had you really?
He opened his heart to me, you know.
Did he?
Well, I suppose we were both exiles together, he and I. Yes, he used to ring me twice a week, sometimes more, just to chat.
Really?
And he was planning to come back to Ambridge, he told me.
He'd done that before, of course.
Mm. No, no, this time he was determined it would be different. He was sitting on an absolute fortune, and you know as well as I do that some of Nelson's dealings were a little, well, how shall I put it, shady.
Shady? They were positively pitch black.
Yes, and there he was, halfway across the world in Argentina, thousands of miles away from the people who loved him and who could have helped him.
With money which was almost certainly untraceable.
His last few phone calls, Jenny, you know, he was in trouble, I could tell.
What kind of trouble?
I truly believe that because of the money, he was in fear for his life.
No.
Oh, but of course the authorities have hushed it all up.
What on earth do you mean?
His death certificate. Cause of death, heart failure. Arrant nonsense. No one dies of heart failure, and it specifically did not say heart attack.
Well, I don't understand.
There's been foul play. I feel sure. He was in the peak of fitness. Now, the worst thing is, we shall probably never know the truth.
Hayley's late. I'm sure I said 8 o'clock.
It's only just gone half past. Film doesn't start till 9:30.
Yeah. But he should be good.
Yeah, it's had great reviews. Even The Echo gave it a not-to-be-missed 5-star rating. Anyway, as I was saying, get a few vodkas down you, and then we can go downstairs.
I knew I couldn't trust you to organise my stag do.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I just don't trust you not to spring something horrible on me.
Would I?
Yeah, so if it means that Ailey spends our wedding day glowering at me from under a veil, forget it.
I'll get them on the way back, Jennifer.
She's a bright girl. She'd understand if something was post-feminist, post-modern, post-ironic.
Yeah, and she'll probably post out.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Auntie Lillian.
Good grief. Look at you, Tom. What a handsome young man. It hardly seems any time at all since you were toddling around trailing nappies and teddies in your wake.
Cheers.
Evening, Mrs. Bellamy.
Hello. And you are?
Roy Tucker. We've met up at Grey Gables.
Of course. I didn't recognise you without your manager's apparel. You must tell Caroline to let you wear jeans at work. The contours of denim really do suit you better.
Thanks, I think.
Here are the girls now.
Oh, have a lovely evening. Don't do anything I wouldn't.
Oh, that'll teach us to stand near the ladies.
Oh, So sorry I'm late. Kirsty won't be a minute, Tom.
Oh, don't worry, we've got plenty of time.
Oh,
what happened?
I couldn't start the blooming car.
Oh, it's a liability. You could be left stranded miles from anywhere. Well, do me a favour, Ailey. Accept the job at Lower Loxley with the hatchback thrown in. Then I'll always be sure you're safe.
How's the dress for Hayley?
Hayley! Hayley!
Jennifer! Hello!
Gosh, you look like a woman on a mission this morning, striding so purposefully across the square.
I've just come from my wedding dress fittings.
And judging by your smile, all's well.
Oh, it does look good, even if I say so myself.
Oh, you are allowed to be excited about your wedding, you know. Every girl should have the wedding of their dreams. Is your mum excited too?
Oh, she is. We both are.
Very happy for you, Hayley. Truly I am.
Oh, thank you. And thanks to Marjorie and a miracle cure, the dress isn't far off being a perfect fit.
Well, that's good.
Although, having said which, I've had to put Roy on a strict regime of salads and more salads. He could hardly fit into his jeans last night.
Oh, dear.
And he swears blind it's not true, but I'm sure he's been pinching my cakes and puddings.
And what are you doing with your hair?
Well, after worrying myself silly, as soon as I got the dress on, I knew. Up, definitely. With flowers.
Yes, that'll look lovely.
What sort of flowers?
They do beautiful silk flowers in Underwoods.
Oh, yes, I know. Thanks. I'll pop in on my way back from Sweet Celebrations.
The cake shop?
Yeah. I had a look in the window on my way up, and there were some really gorgeous chubby cherubs made of sugar.
Yes, in keeping with your job.
Lily and Freddie chubby cherubs.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to have a good look in the shop and maybe buy some of the decorations.
Oh, yes. And have you enjoyed looking after the twins?
Oh, it's been great. So good, in fact. Nigel and Elizabeth want me to stay on permanently.
Well done, you. Have you accepted?
Well, I wasn't going to at first, you know, because I didn't want to let Josie down.
No, of course not.
But Elizabeth and Nigel have offered me such a good deal. And I'm really fond of Freddie and Lily.
It would be a very good career move.
Well, that's what Roy said. We really do need the extra cash.
Well, a little extra's always handy.
So the only thing worrying me was letting Josie down. But as it turns out, she was thinking that now Henry's getting older, she didn't really need a dedicated full-time nanny. Only she didn't want to let me down.
So all's well that ends well.
Seems like it. So I'll give Josie my notice officially and start at Lower Loxley after the wedding.
I'm absolutely dying to know what your dress is going to be like. Oh, is it a secret?
Okay. Well, it's long, obviously, and it's got, the bodice is kind of... Oh, I could do a showing you, really.
Oh, well, look, I'll go and get my bit of shopping done, and you go and get your decorations, and then we can meet up in an hour or so for a coffee, and you can draw it for me on a napkin.
I hope you're going to dispose of these tyres properly and all.
Oh, ye of little faith. I'll be using them again, won't I? Right, let's get the polythene off.
Ready when you are, then.
I'll grab this in.
That's it. How's it looking?
Oh, good stuff, this. Maturing nicely.
Huh?
Pity we can't shift any of it at the moment. Just tug the polythene straight at your end, can you, Neil?
Right.
Oh, I've been reading it all up, you see. There's a growing market out there. We're onto a winner.
Oh, I'm impressed. You are taking it seriously, aren't you?
Oh, cheers. Listen, mate. There's a lot of money to be made in muck.
Where there's muck, there's brass, eh?
You're not kidding. Farmers can pay an arm and a leg to get rid of FYM. This way, we're helping them. Helping ourselves and helping the environment.
Muck millionaires and saviours of the civilised world. not bad at all. All we've got to do is wait until we can flog it.
Yeah. Oh, any news on your end?
We're just holding off until the foot and mouth is good and over. Wouldn't feel right shifting them over here now.
Yeah.
But everything's ready, so as soon as we can get the hens...
You won't be the only one glad when it's all over.
You're right. And I'll tell you something for nothing. I ain't half glad to be out of Borchester Mills now it's gone belly up.
They can go and rot the lot of them. At least it's true for once, what they say about getting back some of what you give out.
Well, it was probably bad debts like yours that made them go under in the first place. That and the foot and mouth. It's all a knock-on effect.
Well, excuse me. but I think you're mistaking me for somebody who gives a tush.
All right, I'm just saying. I saw your Edward this morning. How's the revision going?
Oh, it's not. Clary's at her wit's end with him. Andy's been over to Grange Farm again, helping Stirling it. Never lifted a finger when we lived there.
And so, I mean, that's it, really. Although you can't tell properly from a Byra drawing.
Oh, well, I'm sure it's lovely. I can't wait to see you wearing it.
Oh, to think it's only 3 weeks away.
And are you all set?
Oh, everything seems under control. Although I have to touch wood every time I say that.
And how was the cake shop?
Oh, they were really helpful. Let me take my time. I think I've got everything I need. Probably a bit too much, if I'm honest. Here, have a look at those.
Oh, they are just lovely.
Have you talked to Jill recently?
Oh, yes. She's always glad of a chance to chat at the moment.
Oh, I'm so grateful to her for doing the cake for me. Mm-hmm. And she's got such a lot on.
Yes, and the big move as well. Mm. I was talking to Christine about it the other day.
Oh, aren't they moving to the police house?
Yes. And they've got to move first, you see, but there's quite a lot to do on the house.
What are they having done?
They're building a conservatory on at the back.
Oh, I love conservatories. They bring the outdoors in, don't they?
Yes. And the kitchen's a bit small, so they're thinking of knocking that through into the pantry and make one larger room.
Oh, I suppose any kitchen would be tiny after that one in the stables.
Yes. And then next to move are Shula, Alistair and Daniel.
A bit like musical chairs.
Yes, it is, rather.
And they want to redecorate, won't they? Especially Daniel's bedroom.
Well, I imagine so. Yeah. Hey, Brian will be wondering where I am. Oh, it was lovely to have a chat, though, Hayley.
Yeah, thank you for the coffee. Roy and I are taking Phoebe to the playground this afternoon.
Well, we must do this again.
Yes, that'd be very nice. Oh, I cannot wait till Tommy and Roy finally get a house of our own. Aim with this new housing estate they're talking about building, we might not have to wait too long.
Yes.
Mind you, it won't be very pleasant for Jill in the cottage with the house being built, will it?
No, I don't suppose it will.
Cheers, Neil.
Yeah, we've done a good morning's work.
Hey, it's looking great, though. Proper little gold mine, that is. Just steaming away.
Yeah, so you keep saying.
Well, you've seen how much I've shifted already. It's not doing any harm sitting there waiting for the market to pick up again. And when it does, well, I'll be ready and you'll get your cut.
Well, at least you got other strings to your bow. Not like some.
Yeah, that's true enough. Right, just got to see a man about a dog back in a minute. Hey, get him in while I've gone, mate.
Same again down this end when you're ready, Sid.
Neil, I wondered if I might find you here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Aldridge.
Bad business about your old firm, wasn't it?
Orchester Mills?
Yes. Yeah. Expect you're feeling mighty relieved not to be working there.
You're not wrong. We'd have been well and truly up the creek without a paddle.
Indeed. And whether... Did it take many people by surprise, hearing they'd gone under, do you know?
Well,
there must be a great many casualties. A company with the reputation they had, I mean, they've been there since the 40s after all.
Well, to be honest...
Yeah?
I bumped into one of my old mates from there only last week.
And what was his take on the whole thing?
Well, as a matter of fact, he was saying that the Borchester Mills employees have known for weeks that something was wrong.
Did they?
Yeah, it seems they've all been warning people to chase up their invoices and make sure they got paid.
Neil, you've seen this photo Edward took.
Huh?
You should see Jennifer Aldridge with her backside in the air.
Oh, all right, Mr. Aldridge?
Eddie?
Thrown any more radio reporters off your land recently?
No.
Eddie!
That's a shame. I was looking forward to another of them hilarious episodes on Radio Borsetshire. Brightened my evening up no end it did last Friday.
Thank you, Eddie. I'm glad to be the agent of mirth in your humdrum existence.
Neil was telling me earlier about your other little, shall we say, local difficulty as
Eddie,
well.
Eddie, come on, finish your point.
Oh, really?
Has he told you about his mate at Borchester Mills?
Actually, we just finished discussing exactly that subject, so there's nothing to add.
Oh, I see. So he's told you how this mate of his was drowning his sorrows then?
The man's entitled to feel sorry for himself if he's just lost his job.
Yeah, I know all about that. It's just that when you get drunk, you find yourself saying all kinds of things you wouldn't normally tell people.
In vino veritas.
Eh? Yeah, well, any road. This bloke was a bit, indiscreet, you might say, Mr. Aldridge, about certain of Borchester Mills' customers.
Come on, Eddie, drink up. That's enough.
Was he?
Yeah. He said Home Farm and Borchester Land have got stung pretty bad.
Eddie, stop
he wasn't
it,
drunk please. Enough to say how much you lost, but I reckon it was a fair few guys.
Now, you know nothing, Eddie Grundy, and you'd be well advised to refrain from spreading any ugly rumours.
I mean it.
Why did you do that? Serve him root. How the mighty have fallen.
No need to rub it in, though.
Come off it. He deserves everything that's coming to him.
Well, I feel sorry for the guy. No one can afford to lose money hand over fist at the moment.
Get away. What's losing a few grand to him, eh? Not the same as losing your home and your livelihood, is it?
Look, let's change the subject, eh?
Yeah, all right, mate. Let's talk about making our fortune with that manure. Ah, lovely stuff it is. Chock full of nutrients.
I think it's addling your brain.
What's the difference between me and you, Neil? You see muck, I see gold.
It's a load of back-breaking hard work, same as always.
Where's your imagination?
Firmly fixed on things I know are possible, not on fantasies.
There's nothing wrong with setting your sights high.
No, I suppose not.
You don't get anywhere unless you try. Hey, and there's no harm in Brian Aldridge getting a taste of his own medicine either.
Jenny?
Oh, hello, darling. Soup and a sandwich, all right? I've only just got back from Borchester myself.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm fine.
I met Hayley in Borchester. Mm. We had a lovely chat over coffee in the copper kettle about her wedding and so on. And she just bought little sugar cherubs for her cake. Oh,
fascinating.
Brian?
Jenny, if you've nothing important to say, then please say nothing.
Brian, what on earth's the matter?
I've got a lot on my mind. Hell of a lot.
Well, I know
that. Top of the list is the bankruptcy of Borchester Mills.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry, but you couldn't make Debbie feel worse than she already does.
There isn't a good time to lose all that money, but after the couple of years we've just had, the timing couldn't have been worse.
Well, everybody knows that, but this was bad luck, that's all.
No, I don't think it was. And that's the worst thing about it. Everyone else seems to have seen it coming except us. Seems everyone was in the know about Borchester Mills, and we're the only concern for miles around to get stung.
Oh, that can't be true.
I have to suffer the schadenfreude of everyone I meet every time I step outside the farm. And now Debbie tells me it's even worse. I'm having trouble tracking Matt down, but sooner or later I'm going to have to break it to him that we've cost the estate £7,000.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Zalazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.